Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The principal of a school in Brookline that serves kids from pre-K through 8th grade made a major personal announcement today. It was years in the making. Asa Sevelius told school parents in an email that the person they've come to know as a woman is transitioning to live life as a man. Sevelius said the pronoun used for him should now be he instead of she, and he told us there are many reasons that now is the time to do this.
So I made the decision after, you know, kind of a lifetime of living in my body, but also after really careful work with my family, my wife, my children, my friends, but also, you know, I play a very public role in the community. And when transitioning, some trans people choose to transition medically, some don't. I do choose to transition medically. I'm in that process right now, and I need to make sure that my community, as much as possible, as a part of that process. I work with, you know, almost 600 kids every single day, and I need them to not exist in some weird, confusing place, but to really be able to be brought along in a way that is developmentally appropriate for them, and not to be surprised when changes to my body occur. My voice deepens, for example, or I'm suddenly able to, you know, have a mustache when I'm greeting them at the front door. And so, you know, as a school leader, part of what I do every day is to encourage people I work with and surround myself with to bring their most authentic selves to the work. I think otherwise we'll be very unhappy in this work.
In the letter that you emailed to the school community, including parents, you write, "While I would hope my transition would have little impact on our school community, I fully recognize that the impact may indeed be tremendous." Yeah. What are you concerned about there?
I don't know if it's such a concern, but I think people who've never had these parents, in particular, I'm thinking about parents who've never had this conversation before in their life or don't know how to have this conversation or have never met a trans person, will now have an opportunity to have these conversations at home, and that's pretty heavy lifting.
So a lot of older kids may, of course, have an understanding of what it means to be transgender.
That's
younger
right.
Children may not.
Sure.
So Ever the Educator, you included in this letter advice for how parents can talk with their children, including
right.
That being transgender, as you write, is one of the many ways to be in this world, that we all deserve to live open, authentic lives. What do you say to the parents who are not ready to have that conversation, especially with their young children?
You know, I think that I work very hard to partner with people and have a lot of difficult conversations around a lot of difficult things that happen in schools every day. And this is a conversation that I'm ready and willing to help them have with their kids, either collectively or help them to have it at the dinner table. I think there are all kinds of ways to be in this world, and I believe that I also have the right to bring my most authentic self, as do their kids. I'm hoping that those are the kinds of things that emerge in this moment for these families and for me.
The talking points that you have in there suggest that parents of these kids will be pretty much open. I mean, they anticipate a certain openness from parents
sure.
And that they won't judge you harshly.
Sure.
Have you prepared, and how, if you have prepared for the possibility that some parents may not support the decision and that some might even be hostile to it?
So I feel very fortunate that I have a school district and school community that has been beyond supportive, beyond kind, beyond loving towards me. I recognize that my announcement ends with my words, and then somebody else makes meaning of those words and makes meaning of my experience. And for me, that is out of control. All I can do is truly offer to partner, offer to problem solve, continue to remain committed in my leadership of the Heath School, and that for me is my priority.
What have your students, what's their reaction been today?
I have not spoken to students, but I know that my staff are wearing transgender ribbons. Transgender support ribbons is a sign of support for me and for our LGBT kids and staff in the school. And other kids are coming up to me because their parents are already talking. We just had dismissal at 2:30, and already kids are coming up to me and giving me a high five, saying congratulations, you're famous. You know, even the shyest kids walking by looking at me with a thumbs up and moving on, you know. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, and so far my expectations have been, and my senses are pretty overwhelmed right now.
if one of your younger students has a question for you, not the staff, but you, to explain what it means to be transgender, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say, gosh, that's a good question. What am I going to say? In the past, the question I've always gotten, I'll tell you what I've always gotten in the past. Little kids have asked me, are you a boy or a girl? And I've said, you know, I'm a little bit of both. And so I might build on that language. And it's, you know, deciding that I can be whoever I want to be. And right now, my body and my heart all tell me that right now my best body is a boy's body.
Asa Sevelius, who's principal of the Heath School in Brookline, who told the school community today that he is transgender. Very nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.